Hello and welcome to the 2023 North Carolina Audio Play Festival, presented by Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro. I'm this year's organizer, Jay Zeta. This is our fourth annual festival, and this year's theme is The Impossible. Traditional theatrical staging comes with a wide array of limitations, budgetary, practical, and otherwise. In the words of a famous fictional engineer, "You cannot change the laws of physics!" Fortunately, the audio play format affords the playwright the freedom to be as creative as their imagination will allow. And this year, we're leaning into those flights of fancy and debuting six new plays by local North Carolina playwrights that would be impossible, or extremely difficult, to stage with live actors. We start our journey into the impossible with Episode 1, Impossibly Scary. Let's head to the great outdoors and gather around the campfire.
And then he's gonna get you.
Ah! Dad!
Lizzie, honey, it's okay. As long as you're around the fire, the werebear can't get you. It's your protection.
I bet I could beat up that werebear.
Ugh, no way, Jackson. You couldn't beat it up.
Yeah, I could. I have iron muscles.
Okay, iron muscles. Just remember to stay around the fire and you'll be okay. All right, kiddos. I'm gonna run to the campground bathroom.
But what about the werebear?
Oh, you're right. I'll take my flashlight. Any source of light will keep you safe from the werebear.
Don't be gone too long, Dad.
I won't. Just make sure you keep this fire going no matter what. Remember how I taught you both to maintain it?
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll be okay. I'll be right back.
You don't think the werebear exists, right?
I hope it does. I'm telling you, I could beat that thing up easy peasy.
Ugh, Jackson, you are not that strong. I'm pretty sure I can beat you in an arm wrestle.
What? You think you can beat me, iron muscle?
Bring it on, plastic flab. Whoa! Jackson, the fire! Block the wind with your jacket.
I got it. I don't got it. That wind was rough, but I saved the fire.
Nice! If the werebear came around, I don't know what we would do.
I told you, I would take it down. I'm strong, I can do it.
Jackson!
Okay, Liz, I get it. I'm not the iron muscle. But can you just play into it just once?
Jackson, behind you!
Ah! What? The fire's huge. What happened?
I think the wind made the fire spread. Maybe Dad has some water lying around? Got it! His water bottle!
Did it just get even bigger?
Hello? Oh, hey, baby! Everything's going great. Yes, yes, the kids are fine. We just had dinner and they're, hanging out by the fire. Oh, I'm on my way to the bathroom. It is really a trek to get over here. No, I didn't tell them any scary stories. Okay, well, maybe one. But it isn't that bad. It's the werebear one, a classic. Oh, I'm not gonna get bored, honey. I packed extra special water in my water bottle. What? No, I didn't take your crystal light. It's vodka.
Ah! Why did the fire get bigger?
I don't know, but what do we do?
I'll try to put it out with my jacket. There. I think that did...
Ah! Jackson, stop throwing things into the fire!
At least I'm trying something.
You're making it worse! A tree branch? Are you kidding me?
Lizzie, watch out!
Oh my God, Jackson. Dad is gonna kill us.
Yep.
I was gonna go to the movies with my friends this weekend.
Not anymore.
There goes Dad's guitar.
That's another week of grounding, huh?
Yep. Wait. What was that?
Rain?
Rain! Please! Rain! If we can just hold out for the rain, we could have this fire put out. Dad would never know.
Perfect. Leave it to me. Rain, rain, go away. Come again.
No, we want the rain to come, not go away.
Oh, okay. What about this one? It's raining, men. Hallelujah.
No, Jackson. Maybe we won't have to do anything after all. It's raining.
Did my song work?
It's going out.
Hey, why didn't that work with Dad's water bottle?
Look, the fire is almost gone.
Lizzie, doesn't that mean...
The werebear! No, come on, fire, live! Here, catch!
The lighter, I'm on it. It's no good, the lighter's soaked.
Your song, sing your song!
All right. It's raining men.
Jackson!
Oh, sorry. Rain, rain, go away. Come again some other day.
We want to go outside and play. Come again some other day.
Nothing happened. We're doomed.
Now what?
The werebear is gonna eat us. It was a good life.
Yep.
We're never gonna see our dads again.
Yep.
We're gonna miss the talent show at school.
What? No!
That's what you're sad about?
I was gonna show off my iron muscles, iron muscles.
Well, tell that to the werebear. Maybe it'll spare us.
No, I know what to do. I can't let it end this way. Stand back, Lizzie.
Jackson, it's rain. What are you gonna-
It's raining men! Hallelujah! The rain, it's stopping.
I truly cannot believe that worked. Let's check on the fire.
That's not good.
It's so small.
Let's try the lighter again.
Wait, we need some more kindling. Nothing will catch.
What about this?
I mean, the guitar is already half burned anyways. Throw it in.
Light it up. What was that?
The werebear.
Lizzie, hurry, light it.
I'm trying!
Lizzie!
I got it!
Do you think it's gone?
Were you scared?
No way!
Iron Muscle was totally scared. I could see you shaking. What happened to... I bet I could beat up that werebear.
I can. I was just cold from the rain, so I was shivering.
Boom! Hey, kiddos, how's it going?
Oh, Dad, it's you!
Phew, not a werebear.
Did everything go okay while I was gone?
Yep, uh-huh.
Oh, great. I talked to Daddy, and he says he loves you, and he can't wait for us to get home tomorrow.
Great, love him too. Yep.
Wow, I never noticed how burned this campsite looked.
Yeah, the people that stayed here before us really messed up, I guess.
All right, well, who's ready for some campfire songs before bed? Let me just grab my guitar.
No.
I don't know, Dad. I'm pretty tired already.
Oh, yeah, we could always just go to bed.
Oh, yeah, sure. That works too. Let's see. Has anyone seen my water bottle?
Right here.
Why is it empty? Did you guys drink it?
I was dehydrated. I hope you don't mind.
No, of course not, kiddo. But do you feel okay?
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
We'll talk about that later.
So, bedtime?
Yep, bedtime. Jackson, can you dump the water bucket on the fire before we go to bed?
Water bucket?
Yeah, right by the tent.
Yeah.
Thanks, bud. Let's tuck in for the night.
What was that?
Probably just a rabbit.
That doesn't sound like a rabbit.
That was a close one. That was The Campfire, written by Ryan Vasconcellos, directed by Bryce Nasir, sound design and editing by Daniel Ryder, and featuring the voice talents of Dan Cerullo as Dad, Taylor Cashin as Lizzie, and Fiona Maria as Jackson. Public domain sound effects were taken from freesound.org and the YouTube Audio Library and are used under Creative Commons license. This recording is a co-production of the Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro as part of the 2023 North Carolina Audio Play Festival. Theme music for this episode was created by Jason Quarter. For more audio plays, visit the Cary Playwrights Forum website and find the CPF Radio Hour podcast page. There you can find our previous radio play festivals and full audio series. I'm Jay Zeta. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.